I first came to Saddleax back in 1980. I was just a newly minted Duke freshman, and one of my dorm mates at Duke, his folks lived here in Raleigh, and so he said, come to Raleigh with me, I got to do some errands. And so we drove, of course there was no I-40 back in 1980, so we drove on from Durham on, I think, Highway 54, rolled into Raleigh on Hillsborough Street, and he said, we've got to stop at Saddleax. It's a local institution. And that was back in 1980. And it was the first place in Raleigh I ever came to. And then years later, back in 1999, I had moved from Durham and had just split up with my ex-wife and come here to, ended up landing in the neighborhood close by. And I came by one day, and there was this beautiful New Orleans-style, just raw jazz music playing. And I said, I've got to stop again at Saddleax. And that was turned out that was Dave Wright. And he was a local musician with his band at the time known as the Countdown Quartet, playing street jazz out here on the Saddleax patio. And the Saddleax patio has always been just kind of a wonderful spot where you've got a mix of people, just like this whole bar. You've got educated folks and uneducated folks and some very sweet folks and some maybe not so sweet folks. And I ended up, I had joint custody of my daughters, and I took my three daughters up here, quite a few, maybe an embarrassingly number of Saturday or Sunday afternoons, and they got to enjoy live music and see the guys playing jazz. And I remember some of the fond memories. They learned how to play chess down here with other folks, and just folks who were here were so accepting and warm to my kids, which is very endearing to any parent. I'm going to miss this place. This is my neighborhood bar, and I've lived here just for about 15 years, just a few blocks away. So, you know, it's about a 7-8 minute walk for me, or a 90 second drive, depending on how lazy I feel. But it's a shame. It's a shame that it's going to be closed down, especially to build a hotel that's, you know, going to be oriented more toward, I think, out of town folks, because this is a real strong neighborhood institution and a Raleigh institution. And I think NC State actually is making a mistake closing it down with the hotel, because I think that they build more of an alumni affinity and donations by keeping a place like this that creates memories. But in any event, it's going to be sad to see this place close down.